Episode 11. Episode 1-1.
Get some for you.
This is the Dan and Cody podcast.
A toy boat. Toy boat.
The arsonist had oddly shaped feet.
This is the Dan and Cody podcast.
Red leather, red leather, yellow leather.
Saddle up, partner.
So you have journals?
Yeah, I've kept journals. I had a diary when I was a little kid.
Really?
It was a blue diary with sailboats on it.
Okay. Did it lock?
No, actually, that was my second diary.
Was the first one inconspicuous enough to where if somebody saw it lying next to, say, with, I don't know, Gone with the Wind, they'd know that that's just the sequel to Gone with the Wind, or it's just nobody would have thought it was a diary.
No, my very first ever diary was... Did your parents ever do this? Like, on Christmas, we had a tradition where, like, before you ran downstairs to open the presents, you got one, like, upstairs. It was kind of to get my... But it was, like, a trick my parents would play on us to, like, get more sleep.
I lived in a teepee. We didn't have floors.
Sorry, okay. I assumed. But,
there was the time when we were around the fire and my mother gave me that buffalo skin and said, Feliz Navidad. Anyway, so you would go downstairs, you went upstairs, what happened?
Yeah, so...
You had one upstairs,
One gift upstairs.
Was it hidden?
No, it was just like, here's this one.
Here's the upstairs gift.
Yeah, like, give us a minute, let us sleep.
Strange, right? Oh, they're doing it the night before.
No, same day.
Same day?
But they're just kind of buying time to sleep more.
Oh, they're like, here's one present. I know you want to get down there and open that shit up.
Here's one. Get the fuck out of here. We'll go downstairs in a minute.
It's bedtime gift.
Yeah.
It's my nap. It's like the one time a year as a parent you can buy your child off to let you sleep more.
So the diary, it was blue. It was a little one, tiny one, like a contact book now.
Okay.
And it had a little latch on it and a lock and a key.
Really?
And the pages were like the Bible, where it looked like it was gold. Yeah.
Wow, that's a really fancy diary. How old were you?
I don't know. Old enough that I wanted a diary and didn't think I was gay.
Why did you want a diary?
Huh?
Why did you want a diary?
I don't know. I had secrets. I had a ton of secrets.
How old were you?
I don't know.
I had secrets?
I was probably like
what, did
four.
You steal Swedish fish from the, like... cubby of, I don't know. Of candies if we at the grocery?
If we could find it and read it, I would on the podcast.
I myself had a diary too.
Yeah.
The reason I wanted a diary was because of Doug Funny.
He kept a diary?
Oh yeah, I don't know if he called it Dear Diary, he called it a journal.
Yeah, dudes call it a journal. I didn't know that until
I didn't know that, but mine was literally like a colorful 1990s small little book.
Mm.
It said diary like the font that you would have seen in like Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
It was like that, but it said diary.
Like crooked and then popping up at you.
Yeah, exactly. And then it had a code lock. There were letters on a spinning wheel, and you had to spell a word that you had then decided to lock in as your diary.
That's legit.
Yeah.
Did it have the latch?
Yeah, it had a latch.
Kept it shut?
It kept it shut, so yeah, it'd lock it. And then you'd line up the code, and it would open, and then you could open up the pages. I remember my first entry. I don't have that diary anymore, but I remember my first entry. And it was a gift from a grandmother, my dad's mom. She was like 85 or 86 years old, and she had given me, because I got it for Christmas, so I was journaling at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she had provided me with a toy plastic car that you would pull back and it would go forward.
Right.
And I thought to myself, this isn't technology. This isn't a toy. What is this, 1920? Like when this technology was at the forefront? I remember being pissed because it broke. Because I was like, this is a really shitty gift. And I'm sorry that I wrote those things.
You talk shit on the car and
talk shit on the car and
first
grandma.
First
entry was just mad shit talking.
Dang, shots fired. Page one.
People were dead.
Man, and then my second diary, I remember the first entry, and I like glued a school picture of myself in it, and I was like, this is what I look like.
You're getting artsy.
Yeah,
that's very like. That's interesting.
I gotta find those things. They're floating around somewhere, and there's some probably really embarrassing shit in there.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, have you written in a journal or diary since?
No.
Are you? Would you tell me if you did?
Maybe.
Because it's secret?
I don't know.
And you have a lot of secrets, Dan?
Maybe I've got a... No, nothing diary-ish. More so just, like, notes.
Oh.
Of just shit.
Okay.
Just, like, brain farts.
Do you think...
I have a joke book, but I haven't written in it forever. I have several joke documents.
Several dope?
Joke documents. Joke documents. Like a comedian, right? Who writes his jokes.
Yeah, yeah, but...
Yeah, or, like, jots down just, like, write, funny
when
stuff.
When you say things like documents, it makes...
No!
You make it sound like I have
files.
The... It's not even that. It makes me think of, well, I do have a copy of the Constitution. I have a Constitution document.
No, I mean, like
it's an artifact that
I mean, electronic document.
Oh,
like
okay.
Like a
all
Word
right.
doc.
All right. Do you feel as you get older, you're going to lean more towards writing in a journal?
I don't know. I mean, I think it would be cool. I mean, what is the allure of a journal or diary that one day it will be published like Anne Frank's?
I don't necessarily. I don't think it's that. So I journal pretty as regularly as I can when I can. I honestly, there's times like when I'll write and it'll be every other day, and then there'll be times where I won't write, maybe once a month.
Even if it's stupid?
Even like, if it's dumb. But
today
most,
I walked.
Well, I mean, more goes through your mind than just walking, most cases.
Like
the real test of a journal is how honest are you about yourself in the journal? I'm going to go about...
I'd be completely honest.
Would you?
Why would you lie in your own journal?
Why? It's not about lying. It's about not providing all of the information. For example, Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson journaled all the time because he knew that one day... People would look back and they'd be like, "That was Thomas Jefferson. He was a real wiseacre, right?"
Right.
He never he didn't journal 100% about who he was because he wanted to shape his legacy.
So he fucking lied.
He didn't lie. He kept,
he withheld the
he
truth.
He withheld information. It's not the truth. It's just details that you would be like, "Well, why did that happen?"
Did he write about his?
His, Sally?
His slaves and the slave children he bore?
I don't know. We'll have to ask him.
Chapter 7?
Chapter 7, my slave child.
Today
or
you
call
him.
It my love slave.
Yeah. Today I saw her in the garden. She was tending to our young child.
Are you going to help me with this baby?
I looked at her strangely and I said, what's your name? I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's... I actually felt like you were Thomas Jefferson. You could be his child.
Is that Thomas Jefferson? I could be, I guess. A descendant.
A descendant of Thomas Jefferson. Well, you're from, you know, that part of the country.
TJ.
But...
Is he on the... He's on the two, right?
Thomas Jefferson's on the $2 bill, yeah.
They want him off the two.
Who do they want to put in his place?
Anyone.
What?
I think that, yeah.
Is there a sweepstakes?
Or is it Jackson they hate? I think they hate Jackson.
Jackson's on the 20.
Yeah, they're not. No one's fond of him.
Andrew Jackson, nobody's fond of him?
No. Then, and that's why, and I think it was a Republican debate, they were like, we're changing the 10, who would you put on it? And then someone was like, keep the 10, cut Jackson, and put my mother on it. I forget who fucking said that, but they're dumb.
Yeah, they're terribly stupid.
Yeah.
Andrew Jackson, isn't he a loved Republican? They called him Stonewall.
I think he's
hated. He was
hated.
The Stonewaller.
That's Stonewall Jackson?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, if I'm thinking of, like, who's the weakest president on a bill? Well, Benjamin Franklin isn't the president.
He's not a president?
But...
What did Hamilton do?
Hamilton actually started basically the banking system.
Hmm.
Yeah. He's
like
the... No, banking, not baking.
Oh, I was like baking.
He was
system.
The first presidential baker.
He created ovens?
He had bake sales on the White House lawn, and everybody showed up, and they're like, oh, we love your chocolate chip cookies, Alexander.
He should be on a bill if he's responsible for cakes.
No, he was one of the one... He believed in a central banking system. So he was one of the originators of the central banking system.
Huh.
Before the Fed, obviously, but ultimately his idea was that the government should be able to... print their own money and be their own bank.
Cool.
So that was.
Who knew?
Alex.
Cody knew.
I knew, but that's just because I'm kind of a nerd.
You're not a nerd because you know about money and presidents.
Just those presidents.
And then is Roosevelt? He's on the 50, right?
No, that's Grant.
That's Grant.
Grant's on the 50.
Roosevelt's on the
Teddy.
Dime.
Teddy Roosevelt. I could be wrong about this. I think he's on the $500 bill.
Is there a $500 bill?
There is. They print those higher one those higher bills. Maybe they're not doing it as much now, but they used to print the bigger bills during like the Federal Reserve prints that money, or the Federal Reserve. I think the Federal Reserve prints the money, or the Treasury prints the money, and then what happens is the Federal Reserve buys it. So the Federal Reserve, how they are the bank of the United States. Just so people know this. Not that anybody gives a damn, right? But the Federal Reserve is the bank of the United States, right?
Sure.
So what they'll do is they'll be like, okay, if they want to put an influx of money into the economy, what the Federal Reserve does is they buy treasury bonds from the United States government. So basically what happens, if that one of the ways that they can help recover the economy is
buy all the money.
When they buy treasury bonds, they put money out into the economy. When they sell treasury bonds, the government then provides them with money back. So they suck money out. So that's one of the ways that they're able to keep in check
monetary
flow. Yeah, so that actually that controls currency values. It also controls, rates, ultimately. How much money's out there for me to lend.
Dope.
Anyway.
The more you know.
Ding, dong, ding. Anyway. Little food for thought for all you Federal Reserve fans out there.
You know what I hate? I hate in Europe all the fucking coins you have to carry around.
So you just got back from Europe.
I did.
Just got back from Germany.
I went to Germany, yeah.
Yeah. And so... You actually went to Germany, and actually Germany is the banking capital of Europe.
Are they?
That's where all the money comes in and out of. That's why people in Greece are so pissed. Why does Germany have all of that money?
They have all of the money.
The economy is running so well because all of the money goes through Germany.
I remember after World War One, they were like people would paint fucking currency on, like use it as wallpaper because it was worthless. They're just Germans were like just
oh yeah hyperinflation
money. Yeah they're like fuck crazy. It we'll just make all this money and be like well it looks nice on my wall
because it's worth dick
yeah but no they dude the coins man
what are your thoughts
the coins suck
they're just a pain they in the suck. Ass to work yeah. with right
all the guys have these big hunky purses you
of
know
course they do
change purse
European man
but maybe that's just the servers but I mean if you're having a wallet in there you gotta have a place for all these coins
so that makes sense why you would have a coin purse
yeah you need to have it and it's like accordion bill bunch of bills and then purse
really
no
the servers had them
servers
yeah
servers had them they're like oh you need what they're francs
no
what's in
they're your- euro
They're in euro,
yeah.
But do they? So they don't use any German currency anymore.
No, they're euro.
It's all straight euro. Up. Whereas, like, you can go to England,
yeah,
and they'll take euros and they'll take German and UK money too.
They'll take euro over in England.
Yeah, well, don't they?
I knew they
would.
They're British pounds.
GBP. They're still on the they're on the British pound. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then yeah, dude, Germany's the shit. It's so cool.
How's the weather?
The weather was all right. I mean, it was kind of breezy.
How are the streets? Cold. Are they well maintained?
Fuck the streets. Cobblestones.
Really cobblestones.
They hurt
streets.
Your goddamn feet over there, man.
Well, if you'd stop wearing all those goddamn pink heels.
I'm wearing Vans out there.
You're wearing Vans.
I didn't bring my sneakers because they weigh a lot. My Asics, my runners. I should have brought them because, dude, my dogs were barking like the second day I got there.
You got your titses and they're like, ugh, put some Asics on me.
Yeah, we did a shitload of walking over there.
I bet you did.
Shitload.
You didn't rent a car. There was no need.
No car. The public transportation is the shit.
You went. You stayed in Munich the whole time?
No. We did Munich. We went to Prague. And then we did 2 days in Stuttgart.
Oh, Stuttgart, yeah.
Yeah. They had like a mini October festival over there.
Okay.
But, I mean, all right. So, like, Oktoberfest was fantastic. We went with two other couples, Tara and Blake and Kyle and Priscilla. What's up, y'all? And we got there, and it's just, it looks like a huge party carnival.
Okay.
Everyone's there. Everyone's drunk. Everyone's in lederhosen and dirndls.
And they all love each other?
Love each other. Everyone's in love over there. But it was like, I was really reluctant. In the last podcast, we talked about this. I was reluctant. I might get some lederhosen. But I didn't want to look like a bitch-ass tourist who's like in some funk town lederhosen. And then everyone else is like, we don't wear those anymore, you fucking out-of-towner, you know?
We love our affliction t-shirts.
Yeah, so that's what I thought would happen, but quite the opposite. These guys were in the dopest lederhosen you've ever seen. Like, we went to this store.
Bedazzled?
Bedazzled, like, they got family crests on them.
What?
They got it just, like, fresh leather, like, they just it off the cow.
Wow, that's really nice.
Badass shit, and they have these awesome, I forget what they're called. They're called, but they're like little calf warmers. So like, because the lederhosen run high,
yeah.
And it's chilly in September, early October over there. So you need something to keep your leg warm.
Okay.
So it's like a mini leg warmer that just hugs your calf.
Okay.
And it looks fucking awesome if you got good legs, if you got like soccer legs. All those motherfuckers are like 6'2". Big motherfuckers that can kick your ass, drink way more beer than anybody I've ever seen. It's dope.
But
I went to go buy some lederhosen.
I love German men.
German men are glorious figures.
Oh my god, they're so strong.
Yeah, Jenny loves a good German man as well. It's insane.
Auf Wiedersehen.
The Germans. I saw a guy half my size put down a liter of beer in those big ass steins in roughly 11 seconds.
Jesus.
Just opened up his mouth and just dumped alcohol in it. It's nuts.
And then they all go home at night and they beat their wives.
No, they love them. Oh, they fuck them on a hill, on a drunk hill that they throw you on instead of take you to jail.
You watched some people have sex on a hill?
Yeah, absolutely.
No shit. You guys join in?
No, we did not.
They don't call them menage a trois in Germany.
No.
I don't know the word for three.
They call it down to business, yeah? No, I don't know what they call it.
They call it disco time in the park.
No, so like, all right, so this whole carnival Oktoberfest, the original Oktoberfest,
mm-hmm.
All right, so to have a beer tent, and I call them tents, but they're really just fucking buildings that they create just for this thing.
Yes.
But it's a massive building. Like, I think they probably had like 8 or 9 of them at the festival.
Yes.
And you go in, and they're specifically there to drink and eat and be merry and listen to this live band play. Mm-hmm. And but you go in there, you can pay for reservations. You go in at 10 a.m. and you just start, and you can reserve a table if you have 10 people. It's like, yeah, $100 a person, but no one, you shouldn't do that. If you're going to Oktoberfest, do not do that. Just go there at 10 a.m. like a raging alcoholic and you can sit in. But then they kick everyone out at 4 because they have another reservation.
For 4 to 2 a.m. Yeah, or whatever it goes.
Yeah, like 4 to 10 or something like that. But so you go in there, you get fucking ripped. You sit in a long booth, long benches, and you just go. You just start going. The server comes up like, what do you need? Everyone knows English. They've been learning it forever. And you get beers and you just get wasted. By the end of the day, you're fucking best friends with a bunch of strangers. You're singing all these German songs. And then you're plastered in this. And then you go outside. You get kicked out at 4. And there's all these rides. All this fucking banging ass food. Half chickens. Everything.
Wow.
Anything you can need. But there's a hill.
Yeah.
Where, like, you get too fucked up. The cops aren't, they don't give a shit. They just don't want you killing anybody. So they take you, you're passing out, you're falling down. They take you and they throw you on this hill.
Yeah.
So on this hill, there's a plethora of drunk people, sleeping people, people fucking, people pissing, and people watching. So, like, you can go out there. I have a picture on my phone. I'll show it to you. I have an instance of all of those things happening in one photo. It's insane.
Oh my god, it sounds interesting, but I gotta be honest, it sounds terrible.
It is, but for them, it's like, it's entertaining, but for them, it's like, why am I hauling these people off to jail, spending money to drive them over anywhere? Just get the fuck on the hill and stop being a dumbass, you know?
Totally.
We saw a guy taking a piss.
Sympathizing with the authorities in Germany.
Well, it's like, I mean, it makes sense, you know? Air.
Our homeless would just, like, they would stab you.
Yeah, but this is creepy. Like, you walk past and you're like, oh shit, what is he doing? Like, what's
happening?
Does
he say anything to you?
Nothing. No words.
Just silence?
Silence.
It's like child's pose.
Yeah. Like, on, like, laying on the ground, hat out, like, if anybody can give me anything.
Put it in this hat.
Put
and
it
walk
in that
away.
Hat. I don't want to be seen.
That's so, you know, strange.
I guess it's like a pose that should say that they say like shame on me. I have nothing left.
This,
you know,
is a shameful thing for me to have to do.
Right.
So I can't show you my face.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to see the eyes of failure.
Yeah, it's strange.
It's terrible.
Beers are cheap as fuck.
Beers?
Yeah. They're
beer, in Prague or in general?
Both. Prague and Germany. It's okay. Like 60 cents for like a badass beer.
Really?
And to me, they're like imports, you know?
Oh, yeah.
In the grocery store in Germany. Yeah, it's fucking amazing.
That's pretty awesome. It's so funny you're talking about homeless people, because I was thinking today, homeless people are the equivalent of feral cats. So you
do
have
explain.
So you have house-trained cats, which are fed, and they've got a good place to live because, you know, life had brought them an owner.
Right.
Right? Some live on, like, farms, and they work the farm with their owners, and others live in the city, and they live in the tops of the apartments.
Sure.
And then you have feral cats, which are basically the beggars of the cat world.
They are the...
They're the street cats.
The roamers.
The roamers.
Like Heathcliff.
Much like, yeah, like Heathcliff. Like homeless cats. Cats are homeless.
You watch Heathcliff, right?
Never.
Oh.
And then there were Heathcliff, I remember Garfield.
No. Heathcliff was way cooler than Garfield.
Did he carry a knife?
He had a fucking gang. But
really?
Go on.
Anyway. Anyway. So there was... you know, so I was at this restaurant today, mm-hmm. eating a piece of pizza or a sandwich or something, and a tiny little cat comes up to me, and I don't care for cats.
A cat or a homeless?
Cat.
Okay.
And it was begging, and it made me immediately think of the homeless. But the difference between feral cats and the homeless is homeless people will take a swing at you.
Yeah, I guess.
They will punch you. If they feel that they are being disrespected.
Sure.
They are dangerous people because most homeless people aren't normally right in the mind, naturally, anyway.
Yeah.
The majority of homeless people are, they have some kind of mental, you know.
Yeah, there's some instability there.
Yeah, they have a mental sickness that's causing them to be not homeless, but to be them, which is super unfortunate.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying that homeless people got what they deserve, like feral cats. But I will say, you know, that it's just a unfortunate situation that, you know, the mental health care isn't what it probably is in Europe.
Yeah.
I would imagine that the people on the streets in Prague aren't mentally ill.
Yeah.
They're just broke as shit.
I think they seem like, yeah, just down and out. Whereas a lot of homeless in LA, we can't speak for all homeless, but in LA, a lot of them seem like they got a screw loose.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like, yeah.
Because homeless people are basically, they are doing what I love to do, which is camp.
Yeah.
And in Los Angeles, you can pretty much put up a tent on any public street.
They're the best campers.
They're the best campers.
They know how
I mean,
to
if
build
you,
a fort.
You know, if like the planet's going to come to an end or something like that, there's something happening, you make best friends with a homeless person because they'll teach you how to survive.
When life gives you lemons, do as the homeless do.
Make a hat out of those lemons to protect your head from UV rays.
Yep. And camp out in front of Dan's house.
Perfect.
In the bushes. But so the cat begged for food from you?
Yeah. I didn't give a shit.
Were you like, get out of here, cat?
I was like, no, meow meow. No.
And was it aggressive?
No. The cat just looked at me.
We have stray cats outside of my work.
I know. You guys have litters of them.
Yeah. We're riddled with them. And they meow really, like, aggressive.
They're like crickets.
Like, meow. It's like a weird meow. It's almost like a... I'd call it a bark at this point.
Yeah. It's more guttular.
Meow.
It's like... They're like
zombie cat. Yeah. They're fucking gross.
Oh, my God.
You know what they do? They catch them and they neuter them.
Who does?
They. There's people.
There's a dark part of society.
There's a vigilante
whose main
group.
Job is to go out and neuter and spade cats.
There was a man
spade neuter cats.
There was a man whose cat was killed, and he has set out on a mission to catch stray cats, spade or neuter them, and then let them go.
I wonder what that van looks like.
I wonder
if the windows are blacked out.
He's got one
hanging light that swings back and forth as he like wears his hockey mask and he cuts up these poor kittens.
The light's probably made out of a cat skull.
Yes.
That has a light just in it.
Emitting some light of sorts.
And he's got a cat bone necklace made out of cat ribs.
Sounds like wind chimes.
No, but for real, they get them.
It's wind chimes, blind man.
Imagine if that was reversed. Like, what if monster cats would find us on the street and cut our balls off and then just let us go?
Yeah, or we were just, yeah.
They just do that to like, stop the bleeding. Well, to start the bleeding, but stop the birth of other cats.
Evolution.
It's fucked. There's a bad cat world out there.
Damn it. Too many meows to handle.
I'm a cat person.
That's too bad.
We had a cat.
Did you?
Yeah, he's dead.
Happened? I'm sorry to hear that.
Toby,
what happened with Toby?
He's dead as shit.
Well, I get that.
He died, and then we wrapped him up in curtains and threw him in the dumpster. That's a true story.
Are you fucking serious?
That's a true story.
Was that like protocol for Los Angeles and dead cats?
Look, we all make mistakes. Toby didn't.
It was not me. It was his mom.
Toby didn't have the best end of his life.
What does that mean?
He had a great run. Like, he had a really good run, but the end, you know. It's like seeing a movie and you're like, it was good. That's Toby's life.
Okay.
But, like, the end kind of sucks.
Well, I think with anybody's life, like, when we see movies or when we experience that, we always hope what really makes a movie is the way you wrap it up.
Yeah. Right?
Is the way the movie ends.
It's true.
And I feel in most people's lives, what we're all really looking for is a good ending.
Yeah. So, I think if you live to 80 is a win. You win life. You're good.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you have a good ending.
No, you could die
horribly.
You're
going to break a hip. You're going to be in pain. You could go blind.
But you go deaf. But 80 is an age win, you know? At the end of the day, that's a win. You did it.
You're just like, I did. I made it all through all of the risks that life insurance companies take out on me.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to get here.
Yeah.
What are the chances?
Our friend, your friend, Jillian Gordon.
Yeah.
What's up, Jillian?
What up, Jill? Ian!
Her grandfather celebrated 100.
He's a centurion.
This past weekend.
A centurion.
And apparently he's in like great shape, great health.
How's his vision?
I think it's there.
Is he wearing a visor like Jordy LaForge?
I'm sure he's not the most
visually inclined.
Well, like,
he's not going to drive a big rig is what you're telling me.
He's not hip with the vision, I guess. He doesn't have Ray-Bans or anything.
No, not at all.
But apparently what we've heard is that they, like, these homes where, like, where old people live.
Yeah, retirement communities?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, that box where people sleep in.
It's basically where we take feral cats, but now it's old people.
But no, that's like a breeding ground of disease because they all fuck each other.
They're just
getting it.
Just waiting until it's dark. In most cases, those people are blind, so it doesn't matter at that point.
And like he has a cell phone, 100-year-old man, and this chick calls him. That's what Jillian said.
Just
so he's
like,
got a chick.
This old woman's just like, I need some of that dirty D, Gerald.
Yeah. I told her at we had dinner, and I was like, dude, that's a life win for him. He's 100. He's got a chick on the dial.
We need Tinder for 80 plus.
Yeah,
70 plus.
But you know he's getting it. I mean, if you're 100 and you got a girl calling you, I know when that hotline bling. You know that Drake song?
No.
Oh, it's badass.
Sorry, I apologize. I want to know it.
It's a good song.
We can listen.
Hotline Bling.
Hotline Bling.
Hotline Bling.
What about Mr. Telephone Man?
What?
Mr. Telephone Man, can't get enough of my line.
No, you're
when
gonna
I
like
my baby's number. I get a click every time.
No, this one is like,
oh, that's a really good one.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Cell phone. I think I know that jam.
Late night when you need my love.
Oh my god!
You know
yeah,
what I'm talking
I think
about?
I know that jam.
I know when that hotline bling.
I didn't know what they said.
That could only mean one thing. That shit's it's the bomb.
It's a good jam.
But like that's it's
just like Mr. Telephone Man though.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
It's about
Mr. Telephone Man.
They're both probably about calling people for sex.
Oh, totally.
But well, like, this guy, he won. Right. Your grandfather won, Jillian.
Twice, actually.
Congratulations.
To know that you hit 80 and you're like, oh yeah, that's cool. Another 20?
Hundo.
Another 20.
Hundo.
The thing is between 80 and 90, most cases, what are you doing? What's happening?
You're fucking.
No, man. Everybody you know and love is dead.
My mom was.
They're dead, man.
My mom was 8. Your kids aren't dead. Your
kids aren't
your
dead.
Your grandparents aren't
okay,
dead.
Okay.
I mean, your grandchildren aren't dead.
Yeah, but, like, are you? Have you been hanging out with your moms?
Like, a new person moves in. It's like a new kid in school.
What is it?
Like, when one dies, you're like, oh, did you see Hector over there? He just moved into 12C. I'm a get
oh, you
that.
Mean you mean in these communities?
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you're staying in those
it's
small
exciting.
Communities, yeah, I guess it makes sense.
And then I think they're happy. They're like, well, she moved. He moved on, and like they're like to the upper room.
Like everybody's looking forward to dying at that point. It's kind of like who won the lottery this week?
Yeah,
Janet.
But like my grandma lived in one of those places, and like they had like a rec room for them. Like they take her to church. They take them to the mall. They take them to the grocery store.
Anywhere they want to go.
Anywhere they want to go.
See, I think that's the biggest thing. If you can, like, wake up in the morning when you're 85, 90 years old, and you say to yourself, you know what? Today I'm going to be spontaneous. Me and my boys,
mm-hmm.
Ignatius and Carlos, decided to, like...
Wait, did you say Ignatius?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you're, like, fucking 95, all your friends have, like, old regal names,
Ignatius?
Right? I don't know.
Is he a race car driver?
Yeah, I don't know. I love Ignatius. That's a good name.
That's a good name. All right.
Anyway, so, like, you wake up, you're, like, you're playing solitaire with each other after, you know, pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, we need to change this right now. We got to do something.
Side note, sidebar... Solitaire means alone, so like you don't play that with anybody.
Yeah,
maybe bridge,
yeah, whatever.
Or rummy. Okay,
they're all playing gin rummy.
Yeah,
right.
All rummied up.
Like that's the moment you say to yourself, "Boys, this is the time in our life where we don't have any ladies telling us what we can and can't do, except for Nurse Elizabeth."
Yeah,
it's time we break out of this joint and we go do what we were born to do when we wanted to do it when we were 25.
Let's roll.
You pretty much reverse age.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
You revolt.
Yeah.
You become the adolescent.
The fact of the matter is Benjamin Button, they're saying, like, in that movie, mm-hmm. there is a reverse in that man's life. My biggest problem with Benjamin Button is he
That's
turns,
a great fucking movie.
It's a great movie, but he starts out as an old man baby.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you'd think what happens... is by the time he gets to the point where he's going to die, he turns into a grown man baby.
Which he is.
No.
Yeah.
He reversed into baby size.
Yeah.
You don't reverse into baby size in real life. You go from baby size to adult size, and then you die old adult size. So my expectation is if I'm an old baby, my ass better be a man-sized baby by the time I die. Do you understand my logic?
No.
You don't understand my logic?
No, I don't. So, all right, Ben Button started off baby mind, old man body. He was a rickety old man.
No, he wasn't.
He was born a baby. No, he was
born the size
old
of a
man.
Baby. No, I promise you, I had a problem with this movie because of this moment.
He was very rickety.
He was born with cataracts. He was an old fucking man, but he was a baby.
Right.
Right?
And then he grew...
Then he grew up, and as he grew, he had like a walker, and he was a baby.
And he had old man mind.
He had old man...
Infant. He was an infant at the end.
At the size of an infant.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No. He was...
No, man.
Yeah, man. Listen to this. He was a old man baby, right? He grew up to adult size as an old man, right? Because he's still an old man. If he's 10, He's the size of a 10-year-old, but he's an old man in look and in mind or whatever
old
it is.
Old mind,
right?
child
He's 20. He's a full-grown man, right? Mm-hmm. But he's an old man, right? And now he gets to the midpoint of his life, which is like 40, 45.
He should be shrinking back to baby.
Yes. No, he shouldn't be shrinking back to baby.
You want him to just be like
Him to be I want him to be a giant man baby.
But that's what I'm saying. Remember at the beginning when he's like, she's like playing hide and go seek with him?
Yes.
And she's like, how old are you? And he goes, 7, but I look a lot older. He had an old man-ass rickety body then.
He did, but he was still the size of a 7-year-old boy.
No. Because when you get old, you shrink like that.
You shrink, but you don't shrink to the size of a 7-year-old man.
He did.
No, he didn't.
He gets to infant size.
When he dies.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. He turns into a fucking infant. He should still be a grown man.
You want him to birth a fucking grown fucking man?
No, I don't want him to birth a grown man. I think you're misunderstanding what I'm saying here, Dan.
He needs to die a big baby.
He needs to die the size of a man, but look like a baby.
All right. I'm saying, look, there's nothing wrong. I'm saying, all right, look. So I think your problem is with the beginning. Because you're saying he's
my
born.
My problem's with the end. I want to see a fucking man-sized baby.
No, the end is fine because he's a baby and he's super old. You're saying that you want him to be an old man.
Yes.
At the beginning in an old man body.
No, I want him to be a baby. I want him the size of a baby as an old man, which he is. I'm okay with the beginning because it makes sense.
Size of baby, old man.
Because when you're born, you're the size of a baby. That's the way it is.
You don't like that he's a baby at the end.
I don't like that he turns into a baby again. You don't go from baby to baby.
But you do.
No, you don't, dude. You don't go from baby to baby. When I die and you measure my body, I promise you, I'm going to
be
five. I'll be 5 foot. I may be 2 inches, 3 inches smaller, but I'm not going to be the size of a motherfucking baby.
You'll be mad small.
I'm not going to
be smaller than you are now.
I will. Maybe 2 or 3 inches, but I'm not going to be the size of a baby. Admit it.
Who knows?
Admit it. Admit it.
Okay, you might have a point.
No, there's no.
But
might
Cody,
have.
You don't know what disease this was. This was
it's
maybe
a disease that makes you born as a baby, and then your whole body shrinks back down to baby
maybe
size.
Maybe you do go back to baby.
You don't. It's nonsense.
How do you know what
I'm
the disease
I'm sorry, Brad
does.
Pitt. You didn't get it right.
I mean, look, the disease could be we have an issue because we're going baby to baby.
Well, if that's the case, you need to explain it.
Did they? I haven't seen it in
a long
time.
No, they didn't. At the end of the fucking movie, he dies as basically a toddler baby.
And she's strolling him around.
She's holding him, and he's dying because he's an old man then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great movie. But, I mean,
yeah,
that
movie. That movie was tough for me. I remember crying when I got out of it.
Oh,
and then I was pissed at the same time because I wanted to see a man baby and they didn't provide it.
Jenny wept. She wept.
Of course, she wept. It's a sad movie. Like,
it's a very sad
movie. It'd be interesting to live your life in a strange way in reverse.
Yeah.
And the other thing I have a problem with too is he's an old man at the beginning and he's like in a walker and he's having physical ailments.
He's physically old.
Yeah, he's physically old. Then if that's the case, wouldn't he be physically young when he's an old man by age, by time standards?
No, he's going, his mind is young.
His mind is old. His mind is young when he's a baby.
No. No.
Yes.
That's the thing.
His mind
Button.
Is old. His mind is young. His mind doesn't age. Physically, he ages. That's the thing. It's all about physical aging in Benjamin Button.
Right. Yeah. So when he starts off, he's like the smartest. Wait. Well, oh, you know what? Maybe in the middle it flips. Maybe that's what it is.
What?
Maybe when he reaches, because at some point in his life, he's going to reach to, like, I'm where I am.
No, he is. That's right. And they do that. They make that point. Like, when he's, like, 38,
and then
40 years old.
And then maybe that's when it flips. Maybe that's when he goes, his brain starts going to baby, and then his physical transformation goes back to baby.
Yeah, well.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I got to rewatch the movie now.
Watch that flick. Trust me, you're going to watch it, and you'll realize what I mean. Where's my man, baby?
Thank you all so much for listening. Please like our Facebook page, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow us on Twitter.
Peace!
Subscribe, bitch!
Everybody play the tough guy to shit, bro.
Right, right.